This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
So Beat Migs. I know Jameson from Graham is. Jameson, are you there?
What's shaking?
What's happening?
Let's go.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jameson has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's rock and roll.
The 4 presidents on Mount Rushmore are George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and who?
Roosevelt.
Correct. Dr. Seuss has a book that's about what animal in socks?
Fox.
Correct. Who played Dorothy in the classic 30s movie The Wizard of Oz?
Judy Garland.
Yes. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
Correct. According to Google, what was the most popular food at the Washington State Fair last year?
Scones?
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis recently won her first Emmy for her guest work on what Hulu show?
Pass.
Tom Brady has the most Super Bowl rings out of any quarterback. How many does he have?
Seven?
Yes. Who had the late 90s hit song Dragula?
Oh, Rob Zombie.
Correct. Alison Brie played Annie Edison in what sitcom?
Pass.
Which mountain range runs along the eastern part of the United States?
Appalachians.
Correct. Jamie Lee Curtis recently won her first Emmy for her guest work on what Hulu show?
Knives Out.
No. Jameson, you got 8 correct.
Should have done better.
You're gonna stand up, actually.
Oh, my. Oh, she's giving you, Taryn is giving you a standing ovation.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I feel like we haven't had a contestant get that many right in a little bit. So,
well, gotta put it up there. How can I say?
Also, off air, I was telling everyone how much I love your name. So,
you know, it tells me a lot about a person when they can remember my name. It tells me what they do after hours.
So. Honestly, when I was talking to my husband, I was trying to convince him if we have a boy, we should name him Jameson. And he's like babe. Exactly. He's like, we're not naming our kid after alcohol. But I love that your parents did.
You can't do that because I'm the only one. I have the Highlander of them all.
You're the only one.
Well, if he says nothing, well, how about Tito's? Can we name our kid Tito?
Right? What about some Grey Goose?
Oh, boy.
Okay, now that's getting ridiculous.
No, I asked for Franzia. He nixed that, too.
Oh, wow.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
The 4 presidents on Mount Rushmore are George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and who?
Eisenhower?
No.
Oh. Adams?
No.
Lincoln?
No. Dr. Seuss has a book that's about what animal in socks?
Monkey?
No.
A cat?
No.
elephant?
No. Who played Dorothy in the classic 30s?
Judy Garland.
Thank goodness. Yes. What is the largest planet in our solar system?
I'm going to go with Uranus, Sarah.
No, but it's a little plump.
It's Jupiter?
Correct. According to Google, what was the most popular food at the Washington State Fair last year?
Scones.
Correct. Jamie Lee Curtis recently won her first Emmy for her guest work on what Hulu show?
Oh, crap. I don't know. I haven't watched any on Hulu. The Bear.
Wow, yes. Tom Brady has won the most Super Bowl rings out of any quarterback. How many does he have?
Six.
No.
Seven.
Correct. Who had the late 90s hit song Dragula?
That'd be Rob Zombie.
You know it. Allison Brie played Annie Edison in what sitcom?
Parks and Rec?
Oh. No. Steve, you got six correct, which is a loss. 6-8. Let's go, Jameson. Woo!
Let's go, Jameson.
Woo! Suck it, nerd.
Yeah. Wow. Suck it, nerd. I love that he's calling you a nerd. And
I was just thinking the irony of that was that he's smarter right. And he's calling me the nerd.
Wow, Steve, these first two questions.
They were rough.
The four presidents on Mount Rushmore, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and... He got it
Roosevelt?
Right.
Roosevelt?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't guess. Yeah, I needed a pen and paper so I could remember which ones were listed.
You answered Lincoln, and I was
did.
Like, I think I said that.
Yeah, you did.
And Dr. Seuss has a book that's about what animal and socks. Dr. Seuss, what does he always do? He always rhymes.
Socks. Roosters.
Yes.
For a second, I was like, roosters doesn't rhyme with socks.
Oh, you know.
Can you say the right answer?
No.
Oh my, do you really not know, Steven?
Fox.
Fox.
Fox?
Oh. Fox and socks.
It's a very popular book, and Jameson did get it right.
No, I mean, okay. We have yet to read that one at our house. Maybe Dolly Parton will mail us that book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allison Brie played Annie Edison in what sitcom? Danny?
Community.
Community. Oh. Yeah. Never watched an episode.
Oh, you should watch it. It's fantastic.
I get Community and Parks and Rec confused, though, so I probably would have done the same thing. And also, then one you didn't get to? Yes, Danny?
No, Allison's just really hot, so that's why
she is so hot.
Don't twist my arm to watch these kind of shows. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which mountain range runs along the eastern part of the United States?
Which Adirondacks?
No. Is that a mountain range?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Well, in Plattsburgh, there's the Adirondack Mountains, I think.
Appalachians.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was trying to practice pronouncing that word all morning, so.
Were you having a hard time with Appalachians?
Appalachians? You didn't even get Fox and Socks. Don't look at me like that.
They're spelled different.
Steve, you lost, and I'm so glad.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center, where you can go this Friday, September 13th, Friday the 13th, and donate blood with Bloodworks Northwest for your shot at winning VIP tickets to the show starring Godsmack and Hailstorm. You can sign up to donate blood at KISW.com. Rockaholics, we need your help, as we do from time to time. We need you to call in to help settle a very heated debate. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call now and help us with a food-related argument that we have been having on the Daily Mig Show.
For months.
206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Green Day.
The Daily Mig Show.
Tonight is the debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. That will be airing on all major networks at 6 p.m. And over the past 9 months of doing this show...
Which is always fun when you're like, I want to watch something. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, great. Oh, is it going to be on Nickelodeon? That's my question.
Oh, boy.
And can they slime the candidates?
That'd
like
be amazing.
When they do the football things. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I would tune in for that for sure.
I would watch that coverage.
So we get into debates quite a bit these
Serious
past nine
ones.
Months. There's been some big ones. And one of them is... We're going to have to debate right now. And we've decided to let America or the Rockaholics decide. And the big debate is... Pickles, dill, or sweet? We're going to spin the wheel to pick who will be the debaters from the Daily Mig Show.
Okay. Danny, do you have our digital wheel to spin?
I'm ready.
And you put all of our names in it?
Yeah.
All right, let's figure out who's going to be debating on the side of sweet pickles. I just passed Sarah's name, passed Danny's, and it is... Oh, let's go!
Ooh.
Yours truly, baby!
Okay, Migs. Let's see who will be debating for dill pickles.
Up, just passed Sarah's. T-Dog.
Ooh! home. Oh, I am so ready.
This works out perfectly because you're a weirdo that likes the dills, and I'm the weirdo that likes the sweets.
All right. Let's begin. Steve Miggs, you can go first in this very important food debate.
Okay. So do I get like a certain time or am I 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. And then we got a bunch of alcoholics that are going to determine who's the winner of this debate.
Yes.
All right. My fellow rockaholics, here's the thing. I'm sure everybody's going to go with dill pickles. I understand. People love dill, and that's the problem with our country. We all just want to see the sweet pickle get eliminated and keep just one pickle. Now, dill pickles do have their place on the side of a sandwich, maybe on a burger, but sweet pickles, now that's what's up. You can eat it out of the jar. Hell, you could drink the juice.
Woo!
It's a flavorful explosion inside of your mouth of pure sweetness.
Yes!
It's 2024, Taryn Daly. It's time to say no to boring, salty, and sour dills and say yes to a little sweetness in our lives.
Time's up.
Someone needs to turn off his microphone. Time has expired.
I should play the little bell when your time is expired.
All right, Taryn.
Wow, that was so good.
High five.
Woo!
Team Sweet.
Yes.
Rockaholics, better texture, better flavor. Zesty with more vinegar. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I am talking about the young people's pickle, which is the dill pickle. The sweet pickle, it does have its place.
No, it doesn't.
In our grandparents' refrigerators. But we, as young people, are the voice of the dill pickles. You get better gleeking. You salivate when you start opening the jar. And it is the most popular pickle. Don't take that from me. Take that from the Consumer Reports, where nearly 200 million consumers
research
are buying the dill pickles, where only 42 million are buying the sweet pickles.
Excuse me, the bell went off, okay? That means you stop.
You can turn off my microphone anytime. I'm just saying the research
speaks for
itself.
I don't have
itself.
The button to do
turn
it.
Turn it off, okay?
You know, I would have, but she was speaking truth.
Team Dill. You have an agenda over there, microphone man.
I am not judging this, okay? All right, let's head to the Rockaholics and have them decide. So we have three Rockaholics on hold.
Rob from Polsbo, are you going with dill pickles or sweet pickles?
Taryn, I'm on your bus. Team Dill.
Yeah. Hang up on this man.
Yeah. Justin from Ferndale, dill pickles or sweet pickles?
Steve, I love you, but you guys just went to the fair and there's nothing like a deep fried dill pickle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Two votes.
John from Tacoma.
Life's too short to settle for sour when you can have sweet. Come on, John.
Pickles are the best. You can't have sweet pickles. They're illegally imported over the border. You must go with dill.
Yeah, dill all day.
Dill all day.
I feel like these were biased voters.
I think they were too.
No, they were correct.
Wow. Well, the people have spoken.
Oh, sorry, Sarah. We lost the debate this time.
There's another debate that we actually have quite a bit, and that's iPhones versus Androids. And yesterday, Apple unveiled the brand new iPhone.
Yeah.
And Migs, you've got a buddy that was there, yeah?
Yeah, my buddy Andrew. And he's been posting all about it. He's like a big gadget and tech blog guy, a big, I guess, a gadget social media influencer.
Do you think this is finally going to be the thing that tips me into the world of iPhones?
I don't know. I hear people who like dill pickles make bad decisions, so probably not.
Yes. You're going to hear all about the brand new iPhone at 720.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yesterday, Apple held a special event, and they announced some new iPhones and other products. But people like me that are Android people, we're going to stay strong during this segment.
Whatever. I saw you yesterday right in front of your computer watching all the coverage. You were so excited because I know you're going to buy one.
The new iPhone features Apple Intelligence, which is a new AI-powered system designed to enhance the user experience and also privacy, as well as some other features. And, Migs, you have a buddy that was at the event.
You ever have a friend that you meet somebody and you're like, yeah, good dude, and then you find out, oh, my goodness, like, I didn't realize you were a guy. Like, so I run into this guy, Andrew, always at, like, certain wrestling events. I get to Defy Wrestling. And then we became buddies, and I follow each other on social media. I'm like, why does he have hundreds of thousands of followers? Apparently, he's like a gadget influencer, and he does all these different gadget reviews on YouTube. He's a YouTube personality. His name is Andrew Edwards, at Andrew, A-N-D-R-U, on Instagram, and he posts all these different tech reviews and gear reviews. He does a gadget blog as well, and he was there at Apple Park, I guess they call it, for the big announcement, and he gave... What's that?
Apple Park.
Yes, I think that's what it was called.
All right.
Was it already Apple Park, or did Apple name the park?
I don't know. And are there actual apples at this Apple Park, or is it just like iPhones coming off of trees?
Well, when you first started talking about the Apple event, I was like, oh, are they unveiling a new type of Apple? Because that does happen too. But no, we're talking phones.
The phone. And he got to play with the phone, and here he is talking about, he has the phone in his hand, giving a full-on review of what it was like.
Hey, we're back here, Apple event, Apple Park, Steve Jobs Theater. This is the brand new iPhone 16 Pro Max. This is that brand new desert titanium color. Kind of looks like a Band-Aid a little bit.
I don't know if that's the best way to describe it.
Really selling it to me.
But you know what? I looked at it. It is a cool looking color, but he's right. It does kind of look like a Band-Aid as far as color.
Kind of looks gold a little bit, a blush sand when you're on a tropical vacation. The main feature, at least in my opinion, you got the A18 chip, of course. It's fast. You got new 48 megapixel ultra wide. But check this out. See this right here? That's called the camera control. And if I just...
And it's pretty much where, like, the volume control is currently on your phone. And that's where you can kind of engage the camera on the phone, which is kind of cool if you're, like, trying to take a quick picture.
Press on that. Boom. Camera opens up right away. But it's not just a shutter, although I can use it to take a photo. Look at this. It's also an actual control. So if I slightly tap on that, I can easily swipe between different lenses.
Nick, can you do that on your Android?
Do you mean this?
Oh
look at that. Wow, that was so cool.
That is hilarious. Karen, that is so funny because that is like the running joke that Apple users get so fired up about a new feature, and it turns out that it's already been an Android feature, and you have it.
They think it's so innovative. Oh my God, they're changing the game.
Look, as an Apple user, I think it's always funny when that happens, so I think that's hilarious.
Now, the other things you need to know about this phone, this display is now 6.9 inches.
Yeah, is yours 6.9 inches?
Size doesn't matter, Steve.
Okay, fine.
This phone has the thinnest bezels of any smartphone.
Yeah, I bet you have a girthy phone.
Mine's pretty girthy.
It's got the fastest processing chip of any smartphone on Earth.
And yeah, yours is slow as F.
And you've also got a whole new cooling system in here. Those iPhone 15s got hot. The iPhone 15 Pro that he's holding right now, Miles right here, that phone is hot, isn't it?
Toasty.
It's toasty.
Ow.
He's right. I didn't know that was an issue. I've noticed that because I have the new, well, the last iPhone I got finally when I got to ditch my other one. And I was like, this thing gets warm quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
How's your Android? Does it get hot?
It's very cool. And I mean, awesome. Pre-orders for the iPhones begin on September 13th with availability starting on September 20th.
Do you plan on getting one in 3 days?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But many are beyond excited about this new iPhone, including our friend Danny over there.
Yeah.
Danny, you're getting one?
Of course I'm getting one, Steve. Every 2 years.
Oh, so this is your 2 year thing.
Yes, it is.
I did hear that they have microphones that are they call it studio quality microphones. I don't know what that means.
Well, we'll have to be the judge of that.
Because we do use our phones to record a lot of audio.
So what is something you get unreasonably excited about, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. Is there a brand that you get fired up for whenever they release something new? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Temple of the Dog. Many are beyond excited for the new iPhone. So what is something that you get unreasonably excited about, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK.
Some of the texts are great. Someone says, I got unreasonably excited about that ping that canning jars makes when you seal it. It's the culmination of all the hard work coming together.
It is a good sound.
Do you can stuff?
Pickles, funny enough. Only dildo.
That's why I never get some from you, huh? Another person I'm into Lego releases. I started working at a place called Bricks and Minfigs in Monroe. We get early access, LOL.
Wow.
Another person says I'm the exact opposite of iPhone people. I get excited for the Google stuff. There's a big Google event where we're going to find out some new features that are actually for the best, the Android phone.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people now showing a lot of love for Android after we had that conversation about Apple.
Thank goodness, because I get shamed by you guys all the time, so it's nice to have the support from some of these rockaholics.
One person says, yep, Android has had that feature, because we talked about the feature where you can like click the volume button, it turns into a camera, and you can scroll and all that kind of stuff on the new iPhone 16. And so I said, yep, Android's had that for years. The running joke continues, lol. Our friend Rose in Tacoma, she gets very excited about Vans.
Oh, for sure. Oh,
yeah. They always launch something great, and then they take my money. My favorite are my Sesame Street Vans.
Oh, that's cool. And you can also customize them now, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love a Vans.
This text says, I got fired up about the fair. I'm going tomorrow. Can't wait to get some scones. Now, after hearing your interview, I can't wait to meet Lanky the Clown.
Oh, yikes.
Also,
prepare yourself.
I love the roller coasters. Did you guys do the roller coasters while there? We did. Mm-hmm. We did the Seahawks. The wood roller coaster was way too crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the line was ridiculous. So it was just like, we don't have that much time to be around here to wait for that. But we did the Seahawks one, which was crazy.
Loved it.
Are you being serious?
The Seahawks one? Yeah. I loved it. Did you not love it?
Oh, yeah. I have audio of us after we got off the Seahawks roller coaster, which was, I think, a little bit more, Danny describes it best, after the ride.
I was laughing so hard I started drooling.
Yeah, I could tell. I could see you from the back. You were enjoying that too much.
Sarah was freaking out the entire ride.
Yes, it was like, it was way more intense than I thought it'd be.
With her phone out, though, by the way.
And her baby bottle and drink that she had.
Yes, and my stuffed unicorn that Danny won for me.
I have one word for that ride. Aggressive.
Aggressive.
Who screamed the most?
I laughed the most.
You laughed the most.
Sarah, for sure.
Sarah was our screamer.
You love seeing people just freaking out.
That thing came on hard.
Well, then it ended hard, too. Again, I was like, are we going to stop?
Very, very abruptly.
My whole body is still shaking.
I know. My legs are.
I wasn't expecting that ride to have that much aggression, like Danny described it. And it was so much fun. I had so much fun on that ride.
And I think you and I both were like in the zone afterwards. And then when we came off the ride and they had a little ramp, I don't think you or I realized it was a ramp. And I nearly fell.
That's my body was still moving. Because it doesn't give you like a little slowdown before it finishes the ride. It just like goes sideways and then just kind of hammers it home.
Like hits a wall.
And my favorite part was right before it started, because Sarah was visibly unnerved by this ride already. And we're going up the thing, and I go, oh, hey, Sarah, just by the way, this ride made the news last year. It's like, for what? I'm like, safety concerns. And I wasn't even sure if that was, I think it just got stuck once. It wasn't anything bad, but that added to the appeal.
Oh, yeah.
That still would have been terrifying if it got stuck.
We weren't upside down at any point, though.
But, okay, it would have just been fine.
We could have survived off the juice in your baby bottle. We would have been fine.
I would have loved to spend all that time with you guys, because it was a very small, small cart, and just the four of us. That's how I think it was so aggressive, because it was so tiny, it could go so fast.
I also love how we get on the ride, and Sarah puts her baby bottle down on the floor, and is like, oh, it'll be fine there. And I'm like, Sarah,
it's a roller coaster.
Do not leave it right there. It's going to spill everywhere. And she goes, oh, what, you don't want to get wet?
It's not that kind of ride.
Darn it!
How would you like to beat Steve, Rockaholic? Somebody did it earlier today.
Oh, thanks for the reminder.
We'd like to see it happen again. He's got a record of 254 wins, 74 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.